Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We can call Charlie if that's all right.
We're in the mix.
What about the, can we call Charlie? I really want to do the Hope solo story today. So can we call Charlie and then do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't give this number out to anyone, please.
Is it Charlie's number?
Yeah.
This whole town has Charlie's number.
I feel kind of special. Like, I don't want to set up a phoner because that gives him the opportunity to say no. So just if we call him, then he picks up.
Yeah.
That is cool. It's not like premeditated. I don't want to get him in trouble.
Why would he be in trouble?
I don't know. Mike called him this morning, and he pulled it off perfectly. Like, he didn't say, like, hey, we're going to set up a phone with Charlie Belcher. It's just like, hey, we're calling. The guy answers. We.
Yeah, I like to set stuff up.
I know, but, I like to look out for Charlie.
So we're pretending to not set up the Charlie Belcher phone right now? Is that what's happening?
That's exactly what's happening.
Okay.
Thank you. Do we have him on the phone?
Is he safe?
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now is the Scourge of Chicago.
Rebel.
Public enemy number one.
Grabbing national headlines.
Making friends all over the map. He is Charlie Belcher. What's up, Charlie Belcher?
Gio is fired. Way to play it, Gio. Thanks.
Oh. Dude, congratulations on your national media coverage. Look at you.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. I've been working too hard.
Oh, you're on Yahoo. You're on a couple of the
I'm on Yahoo. You know, I'm on TV every morning, but I made it to Yahoo.
Yahoo.
This way, thousands of people get to see you as you deface several monuments up there in Chicago. Congrats.
Now that's easy with your defaced. Come on. It's all in fun.
You just put a pom pom on a statue for crying out loud, and they're acting like you cracked the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, if somebody came to Tampa. And they went to the Phil Esposito statue, and they put a little Black Hawk cap on him or something silly for about 5 seconds. We'd go, oh, you guys, get out of here. But I don't think we'd threaten to kill him.
No.
No, and they did that, too, on the Dave Andrechuk statue. They put a Blackhawks jersey on it for game one. I was standing there watching them, and I just thought it was funny. I didn't want to fight them, or I didn't feel like turning them in or anything.
Yeah, and right. I mean, it's what you do. Like, I would never spray paint it, break it, or, you know, something permanent or deface it. But my little pom pom on the head never hurt anybody.
Now, I heard tomorrow morning to top that act, you'll be relieving yourself all over the statue of Michael Jordan. Is that true or false?
That may or may not. It depends on my bathroom schedule in the morning, I think.
All right, it does get pretty cold, so just know that if the camera is pointed on you, it may be embarrassing.
Thank you for turning this into something already. I'm going to get in trouble for it.
You're welcome.
So, Charlie, do you have actual tickets for the game tonight? Do you have media passes? How are you going to be in the arena?
I have a National Hockey League media credential.
Woo! So that means you'll be watching the game from the media room 8 stories up.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm going to probably walk in, do a circle just to kind of see it and hear the environment, and then take a cab back to my hotel and watch it on TV.
All right, well, that's a Drew Bradley way of doing
that's
things.
That's the reality. That is the reality, because, yeah, otherwise we'd have to go to some press room in the basement and watch it on an even tinier TV.
Yeah, no thank you on that one.
How much of a big loser is Jake Hamilton?
He's a member of the Fox family and a fine broadcaster.
Oh, what a politician you are. We are speaking with Charlie Belcher. He is in Chicago right now, ready for game 3 of the Stanley Cup final between the Blackhawks and the Lightning.
Hey,
Seth?
Charlie,
and by the way, here's a weather report right now. It is real lightning, real live lightning right over the United Center. Big storm just opened up. Everybody's running for cover, and seriously, lightning strikes everywhere. That's got to be a good omen, right?
It'd be so awesome. I don't want to say that out loud. Go ahead, Seth.
No.
Charlie, how many people have you to block on Twitter today?
I don't block.
Wow. You're a hell of a guy.
I don't block. I ignore.
It's not easy to do.
No. Are a lot of Chicago people blasting you on Twitter today?
I've had a few. I had a couple of death threats. To be honest, most people took it in good fun. But there's some hardcore people, and you know how the Twitterverse operates. Everybody here in person has actually been pretty nice. I've gotten a couple of one-finger salutes and a couple of, but really nothing more than that. It is a laid-back town, but I know there is a certain element a Blackhawks fan. I'm crazy, but I'm not stupid. I wouldn't do that at 1 in the morning after a game, run around like an idiot in my jersey. So I'll do it in the morning when I'm the only one out there.
Charlie, did you go to Fox and say, hey, I would love if you would send me to the games in Chicago so I could cover them, or did they approach you and say, hey, we think you'd be perfect for this?
No, they said, I got a little history of this. I went to the Super Bowl with the Bucks and did a fan thing, and I went to Calgary in 2004 and watched and covered the Lightning play Calgary then. So I got a kind of a history of being the fan guy when this stuff like this happens. So no, they boss came to me and said, all right, Belcher, looks like you're going to Chicago.
You're probably making the right move of not watching the game in there, because it's going to get awful nasty and dicey if and when the Bolts win this game. So I think you're making the right move of watching it back at your comfortable hotel.
Well, and the reality is you got to be up fresh quite early in the morning, so it'll be easier. And I don't want the beer thrown on me and that kind of stuff.
No, you definitely don't, man. You'll be proud of me. I stayed through the entire game on Saturday night, all three periods. I only sprinted for the exit when there were 30 seconds left and I wanted to catch my Uber driver in the Marriott parking lot. So I watched three periods of hockey, and I have to say it's a delightful sport.
Good for you. You saw one of the best hockey games you could see. It had to have been amazing.
It was.
I haven't been able to be in the building I guess it's only been two. I haven't been in for a Stanley Cup final in this series yet. So I'm looking forward to being in this building. I've never been to the United Center. And I do hear that the Chicago fans are... They're a fun bunch to watch. So I look forward to experiencing about 6 minutes of that.
Yes, Kayla, a question for Fox 13's Charlie Belcher on the phone with us live from Chicago, Illinois right now.
It's more of two things that I need Charlie to reinforce for me. Charlie, will you please tell Seth that you did not have to hoist me when you were in studio, that you merely just lifted me up and I was as light as a feather?
I didn't. There was no hoisting. I believe, if I remember correctly, I just caught you. I caught you out of midair.
Yes, and I was light, right?
I caught you right in the midair. No, that's all I'm saying. You flew through the air and you landed in my arms. Is how I recall it.
And then Charlie was out of work for 6 to 8 weeks after.
Ruptured disc.
No, she's a beautiful specimen of a vine. I would say about 98, 99 pounds.
Okay, he's been smoking that Chicago wacky stuff. Well, listen, go ahead. Was there something else for Kayla?
I just wanted him to pass my number to Charlie Belcher of Chicago if he got a chance.
So. Oh, you like Jake Hamilton? Well, I will. You guys could share hair products and makeup.
Okay. He's just like being with Sean Daly all over again.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Always great to hear from you. Stay safe up there, and I look forward to your triumphant return to the 813, sir.
Absolutely. Let's go Lightning, go Bolts.
Let's go Bolts indeed.
Shalom, my friends. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Grabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Kisses, bae.
Tiffany, are you there?
I am.
Hello. Hi, I'm Drew. Seth is here as well. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Oh, certainly. And what we're going to do, if it's okay with you, we'll get the white-collar stuff out of the way, because both of us have tons of questions about your past and whatnot. So I do want to make sure that we mention...
Talking about my past. I have no past.
Oh, you've got a glorious past, my dear. So White Collar, Tuesdays at 9 on USA. You play Elizabeth Burke. Give us a little synopsis of the show and what it's all about and why we should tune in.
Yeah, it's an unlikely partnership between an FBI agent and a con artist and how they come together to solve crimes. That's the gist of the show. And I actually play the wife of the FBI agent.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'm compelled to tune in already. Great. Right. Let's get to the Kelly Kapowski stuff. No, I'm just kidding. No. All right. Now, obviously, I'm sure you hear too much about, you know, Saved by the Bell and 90210, but I'm a huge 90210 guy, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing Luke Perry and Jason Priestley and all those guys. I've never gotten to speak with you before, and I just have to say, I was so concerned when Brenda left the show that there was just going to be this huge drop off.
Were you really concerned?
I sat up late many a night, Seth, wondering how Aaron Spelling was going to compensate for that.
Okay, I got to hear this. How did I do?
Oh, Tiffany, from the word go, you had me on that opening episode because I thought this girl's way too nice to be true. There's got to be something more here than meets the eye. I'm not sure. And then you got me when you rolled that joint while you're talking to your friend Ginger.
Beforehand, With one hand.
Oh,
with
gosh.
One freaking hand.
That's
like,
true talent.
Like Be Real from Cypress Hill does. And I was like, oh my God, they did it. They had me hooked. Your character, Valerie, in my opinion, saved the freaking show.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, that's such a nice thing to say.
It's so true. I mean, you really did. Like, your character was so vital. You brought a new element in there, the way you played Steve Sanders.
Tiffany, is it weird for a guy to break down your first ever episode on 90210 like that?
I love it. Are you kidding? It's great. I had a great time on that show. I still am very close to a few of the people on the show. It was a great time, and I had a blast. I was nervous as well, believe me. I was nervous coming in to a show that was hugely established already. I already had a lot of press with, you know, Shannon Doherty leaving and all that kind of stuff. So I was nervous as well, absolutely. So I'm glad I at least, you know, in your eyes and hopefully some other people's eyes, I did a good job.
Oh, you did beyond a good job because your character went through this whole villainous thing. And then when you're shacking up with David Silver, the notorious Brian Austin Green, as I like to call him, you know, and then you start wearing these little sexy outfits and stuff. You made the show for I even forgot who Shannon Doherty was for a brief period of time until they brought her back. Now, was there overlap? It's kind of a hazy memory. I used to smoke a little weed.
What do you mean used to?
Okay, I still do. I'm high right now. But was there any overlap between you and Brenda? Were you ever on the show at the same time?
No, I was never on the show at the same time. Nope.
Okay, so you never got the privilege of working with the very low maintenance Shannon Doherty then?
No, I never got the privilege of working with her.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to bust Seth out on something since he busted me.
I didn't bust you. You just brought that up yourself, Drew.
He used to carry around in his wallet a picture of Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, now that's endearing. That's very cute.
Okay, good. I was hoping you would say that was sweet or cute and not weird. Thank you very much, Tiffany. No,
it's very endearing. I love it. It's very sweet. Thank you.
I wasn't like I was, you know, 19 or 20. I was, yeah, you know, 11, 12, 13, like that, something like that. I was going to say,
if you're still doing it now, I find it creepy. Yeah. But if you did it when you were younger, I'm totally cool with that.
I'll throw it away right now. But yeah, I had a Saved by the Bell book, and I ripped out a picture of you, and I was on a field trip or something with camp, and everybody found out that I had a picture of you in my wallet, and the next thing I know, I'm passing this whole picture of you around on the field trip bus. So everybody loved it.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
That's good stuff. Now, you share a distinction, and I don't know how many other people can say this in Hollywood, but to have two shows like that, you know, to be even beyond Saved by the Bell, the odds are against you. To have that kind of character that grows into a phenomenon, and then to do it again with 90210, I rack my brain trying to think of who did something like that. I really can't think of anything, so props to you, homegirl. How'd you do it?
Oh, thanks, honey. Well, you know, the opportunity came to me. I was very fortunate that it came to me. I think, you know, it was a big thing for them to lose a huge character like Shannon Doherty on the show. So I think strategically Aaron Spelling was really thinking of who could possibly fill the shoes and bring somebody who was already somewhat established. And I think that was a lot of it had to do with the fact that I was, you know, on a hit show beforehand and people knew who I was. So
awesome. Well, we're talking to Tiffany Thiessen about her new show, White Collar, Tuesdays at 9 on USA. Seth?
Tiffany, whose idea was it on Saved by the Bell to have you break up with Zach and start hooking up with that college guy, Jeff? That really ripped my soul out.
I know. It was not my idea. Are you kidding? But, you know, they got to have a little drama on the show. It's just the way it has to be, right? But we got back together and we got married. What are you talking about? It ended good.
Yeah, I got to confess, those Saved by the Bell, past the college years, I kind of tune out. Are you still, what's Screech doing? Like, I remember there was all this publicity about him a couple years ago with his house.
You're asking me what he's doing? I have no idea what he's doing.
Where's Screech? The world wants to know. Now, you said you're still close with a couple of the 90210 cats. Who are you still friends with socially?
I'm still very, very close to Jason Priestley. Our kids all hang out together. His wife's adorable. We live not far from each other, and we're very, very close.
Oh, my God. If I lived in California and, like, I was at an amusement park and I looked up and I saw Valerie and Brandon and their wives and family, I would freak the hell out.
Oh, that's funny. You might actually see that. We hang out quite often, I have to say.
That is so freaking great.
Do you have the 90210 box set, Drew? I didn't know you were so excited about that show.
You have no idea. Like, I right here in my mind exists an encyclopedia of knowledge about 90210. And one of my favorite interviews ever was when I got to talk to Dylan about the time when he crashed his Porsche off a cliff after smoking heroin, waking up in his convertible Porsche. The show is unafraid to take on issues, you know?
No, and it was a great show for that. I do completely agree with you. It's one of its kind in the sense that time to be able to tackle those kind of issues and those kind of topics. You didn't see a show like that ever.
No, and I think you still kind of don't, and you really paved the way for a lot of television today. Listen, she's Tiffany Thiessen. She is, and am I saying that right? Is it Thiessen?
Yeah, Thiessen. You got it.
White Collar is Tuesdays at 9 on USA Network, and we'll spare you the questions about Justin Bieber and what's going on with those T-shirts, because the fact that you might be connected to Justin Bieber, I'm not going to lie, it makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
I've never met him, but he was adorable, and I thought it was hilarious that he was wearing my T-shirt, just being that I don't even think he was born when the show went off the air. So.
Ouch.
I just thought it would be funny to actually go back and wear a T-shirt of his and, you know, kind of be funny with it all.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on your success and longevity in a career in an industry that is known for chewing people up and spitting them out.
Spitting them out, yes.
Yeah. Well, you haven't been spat out yet, and we wish you continued success. It's White Collar.
Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, you do the same thing, Tiffany. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.